students stampede into Bonita Springs Middle School's gymnasium and flood the bleachers.
Today's workout.
Staples in gym class may evoke mixed emotions in kids. There's dodgeball, the mile run, getting yelled at for standing around. Sixth grader Alexis Fisher embodies that attitude.
I don't like PE because you know how girls are. They don't like getting all hot and sweaty. But the other side, though, I like it because it's really, really fun. Things that I haven't tried, I try now in PE.
Like other middle school students in Florida, Fisher must take one daily class of PE per semester each year.
So we're looking at just a little over 200 minutes per week.
Diane Sherman is coordinator of physical education and health for the Lee County School District. The state mandates PE for students in grades 6 through 8. But as Sherman explains, that may not be the case for long.
The bill states that they want to not have physical education as a requirement, and they want to leave it up to the districts.
The measure aims to reverse a 2008 law that first set the requirement for PE class in middle schools. The bill's sponsor, Representative Larry Metz of Eustis, says the mandate is unfunded. He did not respond to multiple requests for an interview, but did speak about the bill in an education subcommittee meeting in December.
Well, I want everyone to understand I'm not against physical education or exercise, but just because something's a good idea doesn't mean we use the power of government to force everybody to do it. That's a premise that I operate under.
But with tight budgets and pressure to prepare kids for standardized tests, some people fear this bill would lead to more schools cutting physical education.
Last station, step ups.
The prospect troubles Bonita Springs Middle School PE teacher Greg Cross.
The only kids that are really getting exercise outside of school are the kids that are in organized sports, which most of them cost money, transportation to get there, you know, and we have a lot of parents, especially at our school, can't afford it or work in two jobs. And these other kids aren't getting the exercise. They're just not.
Middle school students in Lee County leave school each day around 4 o'clock and get home even later. Sixth grader Delfino Bolinas, who gets A's and B's, says this makes it harder for him to get out of the house.
Right now, I don't really have time to play at home, so I have to do a lot of projects and schoolwork, so I like gym because I just like to be here a lot.
To PE teacher Greg Cross, the objective of his class is very simple.
Our goal is to get these kids in here and get them moving, you know, and try to educate them on it and try to let them see the results of exercising every day.
But some question whether that should be the responsibility of public schools.
This is a societal problem. Where do the moms and dads fit into this component when we have their children 6 hours a day and the other 18 there at home?
Candace Langford is on the Volusia County School Board. Although she acknowledges the importance of physical education, she says she supports the bill to remove the PE requirement.
There has to be other components to this other than thinking the sky is falling in, the sky is falling in, just because public schools want to have some flexibility.
Bonita Springs Middle School PE teacher Greg Cross says schools have a responsibility to develop the whole child.
You could have the smartest kid in the United States, okay? But if he's not healthy, he's going to have a very short life as a very smart person. And that's really sad.
The current law requiring PE is not as rigid as one may think. It allows waivers for the class, and kids are taking advantage of them. About 1 in 10 middle school students in Florida opted out of PE last school year. Participation varied widely across the state. While every student in 8 school districts took PE, more than half of kids in DeSoto and Taylor County schools opted out to take another class. In Lee County, where Bonita Springs Middle School is located, 93% of students participated in PE. Seventh grader Logan Luck says he sees PE benefiting not only his health, but also his experience in the classroom.
I think it's good because if you're all antsy and you don't get to use that energy, you won't pay attention anyways.
The bill removing the state PE mandate now has a sponsor in the Senate and is pending review in the House Education Committee. For HealthyState.org, I'm Farah Dasani.